Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The best part of your morning isn't coffee. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Tuesday, here on this 59 degrees start. I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. Hello. How are you? Hold on. Got to make sure you're up and on. There you are. Are you there?
All right. Am I there?
Testing. 1, 2, 3. What's up? Oh, boy.
I'm just going to warn you right now. I am in a funk. I am not 100%. I don't know what it is. I'm just in a, I don't know.
Are you sick?
I don't think so. No. I mean, okay. I feel off, but I don't think it's sick off. Okay. I don't know what it is. It's horrible. And the last few days, I haven't been waking up early because I usually wake up earlier. So I could do a little mini, you know, what James Whitaker tells us, do something challenging or something hard in the morning before you start your day. So I would wake up like a half hour earlier so what? I could do that.
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
And I haven't been doing it at all this week, and I've been eating like garbage. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I'm apologizing in advance.
Is Mercury still in retrograde?
That's a very good question. Does that affect the head?
No, I think it just ended. Like the 4th or 5th, I think they said it was supposed to be ending. Maybe you're supposed to be in Mercury retrograde your entire life.
I think Mercury in retrograde just affects electronics technology.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Unless you're a Gemini, then it impacts you harder, so I hear.
Wow. You did some research there. Sister.
No, I didn't do research. My kids are my research.
They tell you?
Yes.
And ChatGPT told them, and then nobody fact-checked ChatGPT. Okay.
It goes to August 10th, by the way.
August 10th. Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
I think. What do I know?
Well, that's
somebody
fine.
Will correct us if we're wrong, right?
No big deal. No big
Don't
deal.
Don't ever think that you can't correct us when we say something wrong on the air. Just call up and say, you're morons. You're wrong. But I think it says July 17th through August 10th.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Look at this. We're looking at partly and mostly sunny again today. I think that Canadian wildfire haze smoke thing is right on the border of, like, okay and a little bit annoying and kind of, like, in the close range of affecting people with conditions.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the Canadian, because I was outside all day yesterday.
There you go. That's it.
Maybe it's the Canadian wildfires.
That could be it.
I don't know.
But you know what? Everybody can have an off day. I've made an entire career out of it. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, oh boy, here we go. It's going to be a disaster of a show. I usually pick you up.
Nah, you're good. I'll pick you up. We're good. We're good. Bought a golf cart yesterday.
You did? To go golfing?
Yes, to go golfing. No, to take garbage to the dumpster in our camper. That's really all it's for. No, our
don't
golf
tell my
cart
husband
has,
that you have a golf cart. He gets so angry when he sees the golf cart go through the neighborhood. It's like
because he wants one, or he thinks it's like
annoying.
Oh, it's annoying. Yeah. Well, yeah. In an RV world and camping and stuff like that, we're that's the world, right? So
is it?
We've had the everybody's got one, and it's like
every single person.
Not every single person, but most people do. Yeah.
Oh, is it one of those elitist kind of things? Like you're part of the cool kids if you have one?
No, it's like we're lazy. Is this no elite thing?
Well, that's what it is. It really is. That I think that's why it irks my husband so much. Just walk. Why can't you walk places?
Well,
I don't get it.
Yeah. So our golf cart that we've had has been on its last leg for 2 years. So golf cart batteries are really expensive. They're like hundreds of dollars a piece. And mine takes four. It'd probably be $1,000 to just replace all four batteries. Mm. So one of them was definitely dead. So what did I do is I bought like a Bobo car battery and put it in its place. And because they're like the lead, you know, you got to fill them up with water and charge them and stuff like that, the old school ones, the memory on them got all messed up, which means they didn't hold their charge. So the golf cart was relying on this one Bobo car battery, which is not good. So literally when we had people up this past weekend, I went to take them on a tour and it went 50 feet and died. Then I charged it. And it full charge. And
what happened to the tour?
And then
it ended?
Never happened. Then I went to take the garbage over to the dumpster on the other side of the marina. And I turned around and started going back, and there's this tiny little incline to go up into our place. Died. I'd have three people help me push this 2,000-pound golf cart back to my camper.
My God.
So
you're
the embarrassment was huge, and I found a great deal. Huh?
You're that guy. You're the needy guy. Help me.
Oh, God.
Did the neighbors had to stop everything to push your golf cart?
Between that and the sewer pipe falling out and getting my next-door neighbor to help me put it back together again.
You're the hot mess neighbor.
I am. The worst.
Do you give the neighbors something? Is it the same neighbor that's helping you out every time?
No. No.
Oh, it's a different person?
Yeah. Whoever was there, I'm like, hey, can you give me a... Yeah, there you go.
So it didn't end up being... I'm leading to a question. Why are you giving me this look like dumb question? That wasn't a dumb question.
No, it's not the same neighbor
every
time.
Because I was going to say, if it's the same neighbor, do you have to give him something at this point? Because he bailed you out twice.
Well, it's kind of like there's reciprocity everywhere. Like, we all help each other out. And, like, he borrows my tools, I borrow his. I help him get this fixed.
Okay.
He helps. We just kind of all, we're a community.
Oh.
We're a village. We all coexist together.
That's really nice, actually.
Yeah.
Is there anybody, because in a situation like that, there's got to be one guy that takes advantage.
Not
takes
really,
and never
no.
gives.
There's
no?
one guy that is like the tool guy. Like, let's go talk to Steve. Steve's probably got it. You know, like, he's that guy. He's got a full shed full of stuff, and he loves.
I wonder if he hates it.
No.
That.
He's that kind of personality where he loves to do that stuff. He loves to the rescue. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes people think my dad is that guy, and he's not. I'll tell you. Behind closed doors, he's not.
Really?
But to your face, he'll be like, well, yeah, of course, let's do this. He's not really. He hates it.
Yeah, but that's his thing.
No, but he does it because it's like
his whole thing,
wonder if it's like that for everybody, if it's just my dad because he's a grouchy old Italian. But his whole thing is, hey, I had to teach myself a lot of these things because I looked it up on YouTube and did the research. Take time, do the research before you come to me. If you did the research and you're still having trouble, then come to me.
Okay, but
I'm not
like,
your Google.
But the thing about it is he's so out with his abilities, everybody thinks he's the go-to guy.
Yeah,
he needs to stop talking about that stuff and bragging.
Oh, he does it. But everybody just knows. Because, you know, they see him doing things.
But Steve is the guy that has got every tool ever got. Like more tools than anyone would ever need.
Yeah.
So he's like the equipped and ready to go. He's even kind of helps out at the marina and the RV park. Like, he's the guy that steps up like, oh, I got one of those. I got one of those tools. I'll help you.
Oh, he volunteered. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So maybe he isn't. How old is he?
I don't know. 50s? 50.
Okay, so he's still young. Okay.
Yeah.
Because what's he? Is he Italian?
No.
Okay. All right. He might be good. Because if he's an older Italian, then that's it. He's going to start getting crabby. He's going to start complaining to his wife about how everybody just mooches off of him.
He'll volunteer to do stuff then complain about it all day. Right?
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. What are you doing up so early? Hello, good morning. It's 98.9 to Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. We're the Baileys for your coffee this morning. That's us.
I was like, who are the Baileys? Oh, that Baileys.
All right, we're the Jamesons in your morning coffee, though. Yes. Two of my good favorite families, the Baileys and the Jamesons.
Well, yeah, the Baileys and the Jamesons got together and
had a baby. That's us.
Oh, we're the baby?
Partly to mostly sunny, continued hazy, 84 degrees today. It's 57, a little chillier this morning, but it's going to be all right. Again, just they're saying, like, you know, over the next 6 days, it's going to be 85 to 90 both days, every day. So, like, whee, yay.
Oh, my God. It was so stinking hot yesterday. And I took my birthday gift failed. Epic fail.
Oh, for your daughter.
A-I-L.
Yeah.
Yes.
Leah's birthday. She turned 21.
And I'm telling you, it's very hard. I don't know what I'm dealing with right now, but I'm dealing with a lot of emotions. I'm in denial. I am getting the feels, thinking about, like, just, I don't know. It's really hard for me. I don't know why her age being 21 is really hard for me. I don't know if it's because of, like, this past weekend, two college roommates came in from out of town, and we went to SUNY Brockport to walk the campus, and we haven't been there in so long.
Back to your alma mater? Come on.
We're like, let's go to, I'll get to the epic fail of a gift. Yeah. Let's go to the, you know, where our dorms, where we were. Like,
really?
The penthouse of Bramley Hall, which was the top floor.
Nice.
Is it the door open? So we walk in.
Wait, are there?
No, nobody was there. Nobody was on campus. We walk in and we're like, should we go in? What should we? I mean, I'm like, we're a bunch of 50-year-olds. It's fine. We can go in. We're not going to cause trouble.
You're not 50 yet.
Then we go to the top floor of the penthouse where we were.
Uh huh.
And our dorm room door was open.
Get out of here.
Do we go in? Let's go
in. Of course you go in. Yeah.
It was wild to be. I mean, I haven't been in that room since 1998. Oh, God, that sounds so old. So it was just, okay, so I had emotions there, right?
How many years ago was that? 20?
It's a lot. We don't need to talk about numbers.
Oh, you're all about being old and age and old and age and age and old.
Right. This already bothers me. I already have a tough time. I cry every birthday.
Too bad. Too bad. You know what? I have no sympathy for you because you've been ancient since you were then 19. You're like, I'm an old lady. I love being an old lady.
Instead
I just want to be an old lady.
Instead of helping me deal with my issues, you're just saying too bad?
Yeah. You know what? You're not old. Stop it. Stop with the old thing. Now keep going.
Anyhow, that whole reminiscing and everything just really got to me.
Yeah.
Okay, now my daughter is 21. Hello. Uh-huh. I was just in a college dorm room where I was 21.
Uh-huh.
I still think of myself in my 20s. I was just a weird funk.
Isn't that wild when you go, like, when you revisit some place from your childhood, and it's just like either it's nothing's changed or everything's different. Like you visit the house you grew up in, or you drive by, or some stuff like that. It's such a cool view.
Wild.
Yeah. It's a weird feeling.
Such a cool feeling, yet such a sad feeling. Okay. So then I'm like, okay, so it's my daughter's 21st birthday. What do we do? And I planned it. I'm not good at giving birthday gifts because I'm so nervous that I'm going to mess it up and not give what the person really wants. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. But I think I nailed it because my daughter has been, you know, with the career that she is in now, there's a lot of, like, hitting the golf course and all, you know, networking on the golf course.
Yeah.
And it's usually her and a bunch of other girls that are just waiting back for the guys to return. And she hates that, right? Mm-hmm. Which she should. So she has been relentlessly saying to my younger daughter, teach me how to play golf. Can I use your golf clubs? I want to learn how to play golf.
She wants to be part of the deal.
Yes. So I surprised her with golf clubs.
Nice.
And we went to Shadow Lake yesterday and went golfing. Don't you think that's a great gift?
Yeah. So
no,
why
she hated it.
What do you mean she hated
miserable.
It?
She was miserable. She's like, you bought me what? I was like, wait, those aren't cheap, kid.
Wait, has she ever played golf?
I mean, maybe three times in her life.
So if I, okay, this is exactly the same thing. Remember when you and I went skiing?
Yeah.
And I took you up to the hill?
Oh, no.
And you hated it?
Yes.
Same thing.
That's what I did to her?
Yeah.
Oh.
You brought her into a scenario where she didn't get a chance to learn it yet. So that's why she hates it.
She was miserable. So uncomfortable because yesterday was a gajillion degrees.
It wasn't that bad yesterday.
No, it was really hot. You really? Tried to be on the golf course for 9 holes.
I guess if you're out in the middle of, yeah, swampy. Yeah, right.
And I don't know. I was like, wow, that was an epic fail. That was a fail. She wasn't excited. She walked away just so frustrated and uncomfortable and angry. And I was like, this is a horrible birthday.
So, okay. So now you can't, you have to go, like you guys have to go like once a week now together and learn it together with her in order for her to embrace
this. Yeah, someone needs to teach us, though. You can't just take it to a golf course and start chopping away at it, can you?
Yeah, you get into the rhythm. I mean, eventually you learn.
All right, well.
I like skiing. The more you try it, the better you get.
Yeah, see, I would never go again with you.
Right, because
I
you were forced into
much.
A you were forced into a scenario that you weren't like mentally ready for or not physically ready.
Mentally ready for, yeah, because it was a surprise.
Right, right.
And she loves to be mentally ready for everything.
There you go.
Ah, man, I really failed. The memory of the 21st birthday will be a big F.
Well, you know what? Actually, it might be very memorable because you remember that time on my 21st birthday? I'll never forget. You sucked on the gift.
It was so terrible. I was already having the feels. You were having the feels. Everyone was angry, frustrated, and it was just horrible. Remember that?
Okay. Anyway. Yay. Well, I'm glad you got a chance to travel back in time and get some feels out of your old stomping grounds at Brockport and your daughter's birthday. A lot of emotion yesterday.
A lot of emotion. And I think it's carrying over to today, so I apologize.
The Buzz.
Hi, Suzanne Sandy. It's NASCAR race weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's so you. It makes sense why you would bring it up.
Oh, yeah, it's me. No,
you
actually,
you
you're like,
to
hey.
Have you ever been to a
NASCAR?
No. You haven't been to NASCAR ever?
I've been to Watkins Glen once in my life when I was a kid, and I've always wanted to go, and then I never do.
You know what? My sister, I think she's back. Is she back yet? I don't know. She went camping with her husband's family, like all of them, and I'm looking at the pictures. I'm like, this is gorgeous. Where are they? And my mom's like, they went to Watkins Glen. I'm like, is Watkins Glen?
Wait,
I have never been.
Wait, are you talking about the gorges and stuff and all that? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I am like, holy stunning. And then I'm like, oh, wait, this weekend. Maybe we should go this weekend. I'm like, it's NASCAR, too.
Yeah.
Another thing I have never been to.
That might be a
I don't think I could ever get into NASCAR. No offense to any NASCAR people. I think I would just... I would be too worried.
It's worried about what?
Yeah. Worried for people's safety. That's why I don't even like hockey. I don't like the fights breaking out. I know that's part of the game.
Yeah, but
I don't like it.
But there's not a lot of fights at NASCAR race weekend.
But there's a lot of crashes.
Or there
could be.
I don't know.
I've never been.
You always see
the highlight reel, and there's always a bunch of crashes.
Yeah, because
cars going up in smoke.
Because 99% of the time, they're just going around in circles. It's really not that exciting.
Yes, it is. Is it exciting?
Well, you know what? I see it as like a giant party, right? And it's like, there's a race going on, and there's more than just like sitting in the grandstands watching cars go around in a circle.
Wait a minute. Is it like you're describing it as like a baseball game where it's not really the game, it's what's going on around.
That's how I would. That's how I would treat it. I'm not one of those.
Is that true?
Well, there's also people that go to baseball games with a statistician sheet and check off, you know, ball strike, that kind of.
Yeah, but Jory, I don't know if that's a true statement, though. I don't know if you can compare the two. Anyone love NASCAR? Anyone ever go? Is it like Scotty described, where it's like, oh, by the way, there's a race going on down there?
It's a big party. There's bands, there's food, there's drinking, there's, you know, military flyovers.
Are you reading something? You're reading something.
I'm watching all, I've been looking on the website. It looks very exciting.
He's doing research on NASCAR.
Look at Go Bowling at the Glen Weekend NASCAR Cup Series. Get ready for the NASCAR Cup, where the best drivers face off on the legendary road course. Don't miss your chance to witness NASCAR's top talent pursuing their...
So does this interest... You don't have to keep reading the website of what's going to happen. Okay. But would you ever see yourself being the NASCAR guy? Because every sport has like a... image in everyone's mind of what that person looks like and what that fan looks like. Could you ever be a NASCAR fan?
No. Hi, The Buzz.
Oh.
Good morning, Scott, Sandy.
Hey, Ray, you NASCAR man?
Kind of. When I was younger, I used to follow it, and I got out with a couple. But the nice thing with the NASCAR with Watkins Glen, it's only one of two road courses. They don't consider it, it's not an oval or a tri-oval.
It's true. It's a road course.
It's almost like taking Formula One and mixing it with NASCAR. Because it's a little bit, it's a different driving.
Yeah,
style.
And it's a lot of turns and you know, like slowing down, speeding up, and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Now Scott's trying to act like he knows.
No,
what's
I knew
happening.
That.
Now it's just not a matter. It's not just a matter of high speed. It's a matter of more thinking and when you need to pass, how you need to pass, how you need to shift. Usually it's drafting and, you know, getting in there, and it's still and stuff, but you got to cut your corners you got to swing across.
It's all about finesse. It's all about finesse.
Did you ever race in a car like that? And maybe not NASCAR, obviously, but did you ever race when you were a kid or anything?
When I was younger, I used to street race and had a run a few times.
Look at you.
Hey, that's Rev on the Red Line from Foreigner, right?
I had an old car, and it was an old 444 barrel. Boom.
Hey, boom is right. Nice. Yeah.
I see NASCARs at, let me think, on the list of bad boys, baseball players, I don't see them as bad boys. I see NASCAR, I think NASCARs, they're the bad boys, right?
Huh?
MMA fighters. I'm just talking about like the stereotype of... Come on, I need a woman to call up. You guys are looking at me with deer in the headlights over here.
Sandy's
on
the fringe.
There's bad boys and bad girls and everything, and it depends on how you look and how hard you look.
Yeah, right, exactly. I see, like, going to the Glen as more of an experience than, you know, an analysis of driving. You know what I'm saying?
Big
party.
The Glen is beautiful, but just don't make the mistake my friend did. They're very strict about commercial vehicles and large vehicles being right in Main Street in the town.
Oh.
And he made the mistake of taking his fifth wheel RV through Main Street, and he got pulled over and got a ticket for it.
Oh, jeez. Whoops. Just don't do that.
He was heading for Watkins Glen, but he didn't make the turnoff for commercial use vehicles. Oh. And because he was so large, he said, you don't belong down these streets. And they gave him a ticket for it.
That's funny. I love it. Ray, thanks, buddy. Have a great day.
Hey, be good, guys. Have a good day.
Okay, bye. The Buzz, Zana Sandy here on this Tuesday morning. We're going to see partly mostly sunny and continued hazy. The wildfire smoke is still here and about 84 degrees.
So I saw this pop up on my algorithm. I was just doom scrolling through Instagram, and I said, you know what? I got to bring this up on the air only because one of the major reasons is because I don't hear enough women talking about women health enough, or just people. I shouldn't say women. We are talking about it amongst ourselves. Mm-hmm. But the general conversation never really focuses on women's health. And I saw this news story about postpartum. If anybody has ever experienced postpartum depression, 818-2899. Or even if you're a dude listening and your wife experienced it, from your point of view, what was it like? 818-2899. Because I saw this, I guess there's a new treatment now.
Oh.
Specifically, and I have the audio if you want to play it.
Yep,
specifically
you
approved for postpartum.
And this is big, right? This is really big. Take a peek. And everything just changed. Hold on a second. Sorry about that.
5 weeks postpartum, and It's been rough, to say the least.
Thousands of new moms have tried the first drug available for postpartum depression and are now sharing their experiences.
That, like, postpartum depression period is, like, so... You can't even explain it unless you go through it, but it's miserable.
The pill Zurzuvae, approved in 2023 and taken for only 14 days, can ease depression symptoms in postpartum women in as little as 3 days. Other antidepressants can take weeks.
It's a very serious disease, not just the baby blues. So having medications that are now FDA approved to treat postpartum depression and to treat it quickly is really beneficial.
That's huge. Wow.
It fascinated me that this is the very first ever. We're in 2025.
Yeah.
This is the very first oral treatment that works that quickly.
So they treat it with other antidepressants, but this is specifically targeted
for postpartum, and it works a lot quicker, I guess, after 14 days.
Can you imagine?
And some women see it, like, 14 days, they say, take this, but then women see, like she said, you know, within a few days, which the first few days of when you deliver a baby is the most important days.
Oh, sure.
And you're so exhausted. There's already everything working against you.
Wait a minute.
You don't need that. But I don't know. I don't know if Jill experience postpartum, because I never experienced postpartum depression. What does it feel like? What is it like?
You know, it's fleeting because we've talked about it. And she's like, I kind of did, but I don't know if I did. So it wasn't debilitating to the point where she couldn't get out of bed.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point.
But there's different levels.
You don't know. That's a very good point. How she worded it, I don't know if I had it, because I don't know what it's supposed to feel like. So a lot of people just say, you just had a baby. They just, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're going through, and you say it out loud, people will respond with, normal. That's just the baby blue. That's just what you have to deal with.
Right. I mean, so I can imagine.
Probably a lot of women who didn't come forward.
And I've always said this, and I truly mean it, that women are the superior race. I've said that before. You've heard me say it. You make jokes.
Yeah, that bothers me when you
say
it.
I know. No, but it is true. To be able to
I don't care if you say that. Just give me what I need, support that I need.
Yeah, exactly. But like,
that
I
goes
can't
right
imagine
in there with rock star when people say, you're a rock star. Wait,
can I explain what I mean? That having to create a life and to basically ruin your body to bring this life to the world, and like getting hit by a truck and be expected to be okay afterward, it's a wrong way of society. You've got to understand there has to be some after effects, and postpartum is part of that. Not only healing physically, can't imagine, but mentally too.
There really isn't a lot of support. You know, you're expected to go back to work after 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane. Right there, that is insane to me. You're going to just hand over your little six-week-old to some stranger because you have to pay for a daycare.
Right.
Meanwhile, you're dealing with still everything with your body and your mind and the guilt and the anxiety and all of it. Mm-hmm. But you're expected to just get right back to work.
So what do women do now? They talk to their doctor and see if it's right for them?
I don't know. That's why I'm bringing it up, because it's still a conversation where it's like we are expected to do so much, and just that's just the way it is. And it didn't really even hit me until I saw this news story. And of course, the audio clip is a lot longer than what we played on the air. But it's like all these women came forward and said, this is what I'm feeling. And other women were like, oh, my gosh, that's what I was feeling. But I thought that was supposed to be normal because nobody was talking about it. So therefore, I just ignored those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like, quoted, the baby blues, and you're supposed to just move on with life and be perfect.
Right.
You're dealing with so much stuff that nobody talks enough about.
And thank God that technology and science has been able to help that post baby scenario. Yeah. You know, I think everybody has it that has a baby in some way, shape, or form. It's got to be. You know?
Yeah, see, I don't remember feeling sad or depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I felt a lot of like, oh my gosh, am I going to screw this up? I think that's just parenting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every parent feels that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I just wanted to bring up the conversation to open the door. If anybody's going through it right now, I mean, if nobody else is listening to you, I will listen to you. You talk to me. I can't prescribe any Zurvebe or whatever it's called.
What was it called?
Zurzuve? I think it's Zurzuve.
I know, it started with a Z, yeah.
Okay, so there, that's that. Coming up on the show, Webster, oh my gosh, Scott, in your neck of the woods, mm-hmm. where's Creekside Trail?
Okay.
People who live around Creekside Trail in Webster are not very happy with the proposed idea of what they want to build there. That's coming up on the show just after 7 o'clock. Plus, a jerker justified if there's a lost dog and you don't do anything to help find it. Does that make you a jerk?
Warning. Listening may cause uncontrollable snort laughing in your car. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Tuesday, how you hanging? It's Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. I am Scott Spezzano. There's Sandy Waters. We're looking at a 84-degree day again. Continued hazy, that golden hazy wildfire smoke thing today. So
golden. I thought you were going to say, whenever anyone says golden, I just think of my grass.
That too. Yeah. It's probably
golden's
reflective.
A pretty color, yeah. Even for your grass.
Yeah.
A lot of people in Webster are very, very upset. Like, they do not want this to move into town. And there's actually going to be a town board meeting on the 7th, which I kind of feel like there's going to be a lot of people there. So there is a proposed Verizon tower mm-hmm. planned to be built near Creekside Trail.
And
now,
do you know
where Creekside Trail is?
Yeah, so like if you go into like on 250, like into town and then head north, it's kind of like near Schlegel and 250, Schlegel Road and 250, somewhere in that area.
So it'll be built on municipal land, but some neighbors are worried about potential impacts on their homes, the environment, and their health.
I'm going to do a hot take. You ready?
Okay.
It's a lot about nothing, people.
Do you think so?
There's a million cell towers all over the place. It's not like one and is going to like change the. No, it's fine.
Okay, if it was closer to your house, would you have the same hot take?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it. As a matter of fact, I want it on my land so they could pay me $5,000 a month.
They're not paying you $5,000 a month. I'm not going to pay you $5,000.
There's like a lot of people that have like this land, and the cell phone companies come to them and like, hey, listen, give us this little quarter acre, and we're going to put the cell phone tower up.
That's what it is. And I don't know how much the town, if any money, the town's going to get from this. I don't know that side of it. If anybody does know, let me clue us in. But so there's in the news story that I saw, that was this one woman who's like, listen, I'm a cancer survivor. I'm going through cancer treatments right now. Mm-hmm. And I hear, because, you know, when you get that horrific news of cancer, you go deep dive and you try to learn everything.
Yeah.
And you try to eliminate anything that can make it worse.
Yeah.
And she has seen stories about the connection between cell phone towers and cancer. And the minute you make that correlation, whether it's proven or not, even if it's just an idea, yeah, I don't want that near my neighborhood either. I don't think anybody would.
And part of that, you know, is that she even said that it's still very unknown, and I don't want to be a test for that. And I get it. I do.
Verizon said, because, you know, that's what the neighbors are feeling. This mm-hmm. Is this safe? Verizon stated they have installed similar towers in nearby communities without any negative impacts on residents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't know yet. You got to wait a couple years before it. Okay.
How many cell towers have been up for how many years in just Monroe County?
And can they ever really prove what is the cause? Like, the running joke in Greece is that Kodak caused a lot of issues, but nobody has ever really, you know, concluded that as an official statement.
Well,
Rand this is another Street. One of those.
Remember Rand Street?
No, where's Rand Street?
Up Lake Ave, off of Lake Ave. That was like majorly polluted by Kodak, and people were having adverse effects for it, and they finally.
Was it official?
Yeah.
Official?
Mm-hmm.
This is the cause?
It was.
Oh, God.
So, like, here's the thing, though. Like, I get it. We always had this conversation about, there's a new factory going up here and neighbors don't want it, or this is going to be a new thing there and neighbors don't want it. Well, nobody wants anything new in their neighborhood because they want it to be the same.
Yeah, but what is the reason for it? Like, Verizon said, okay, so these impacts, we haven't seen any negative impacts,
right.
Of course. They
mm-hmm.
haven't, right? But then they say it's going to help meet needs of homeowners and first responders. And they always throw that in there. Whenever there's a business, I've noticed this. Whenever there's a business or something that the neighbors don't want, they somehow try to include first responders in there, because how can you say no to first responders?
Yeah, I know, right. Yeah, right.
Have you noticed that? Like, Rose, we want to build a new road, or I don't know, do something with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right. How would
well,
you feel
about the first responders?
Okay, so they want to put a cell phone tower up at the end of your street in the field there, across the street from where you are. How would you feel?
Also, beyond the question mark of how safe it is, it's ugly. Nobody wants ugly. Every time, what is, okay, let's do this, 818-2899. What's that safety hazard in your town? Or what's the town eyesore? Because every town has one.
My yard.
Right? Besides Pizzano's yard.
Besides
mine,
my yard.
I mine in there.
What's yours?
Mine in there.
What's yours in Greece? Girlton.
Well, I'm just thinking, whenever you say safety hazard or town eyesore, well, first, driving back home from Victor yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I saw, oh, God, you know how they spend so much time and money redoing the bridge on 390? Right there by the Lyle Ave exit, like that area. It's a beautiful. They redid it, and it's
yeah.
so pretty. And the bridge wall, like that barrier wall, isn't just a cement slab. It actually has like an.
It's got a
like
texture to it, yeah.
Texture, like what is it, a donkey or something? I just think it's a donkey because, you know, Greece and all. But it's Italians. No, it's some kind of horse, animal, whatever.
Oh.
It's like a scene.
Okay.
Someone graffitied it, and it's not even cool-looking graffiti.
Ah,
it's
see?
Just like,
yeah. Graffiti,
so that would
eyesores.
Be the eyesore.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would say off of Invictor, coming from Ravenwood on that Lane Road. You know where Lane, like, so it's Route 96, then you make a left on Lane Road, and you go all around, and it bends, and it swerves, and there's a couple neighborhoods. Zero streetlights. That road is the most terrifying road to drive. This would be the safety hazard. So many deer.
Oh, yeah, right? Hey, if you grew up in the country, deer are everywhere. Hi, Julius. What's up, buddy?
Hey, bud. How are you?
Good. Long time no hear from.
I know. Our eyesore, it's not really in the village, but it's one of the roads that Andy was talking about. The Gillette Bridge has been closed by the CSX.
Oh, the Gillette Bridge.
For a while.
Yeah.
And it makes it so the paramedics, it takes about 10 minutes to get through, 6 to 10 minutes to get through the village.
Yeah.
So, like, if they have to go around, that's taking another, like, 12 minutes. And then that could be life or death for somebody.
Sure. Yeah. That needs to be fixed. I mean, that needs to be
They're working on it. I guess it's going to be done at the end of August, they said, or something
It's almost done? Okay.
Yeah.
I think every town has, like, that little eyesore. Corner of Gravel and Old Ridge, there's the old furniture joint. They used to do, like, furniture restripping over in Webster.
Oh, yes. And would that be the eyesore and safety hazard?
Yeah, because I think it's like, all the chemicals they used in there, like, somehow, like, I'm sure it's, they got to, like, rip it all out and dig it out and stuff like that, yeah.
I know this may be too soon, but the new eyesore of the city on Lyle is the old Penn City.
Oh, I know. God, that was sad, man. That was sad.
Yeah.
Some of the videos I saw from that fire where it's collapsing, and oh my God, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, buddy. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye. Say hi to Tina for us.
Good luck, Webster. Good luck, Webster neighbors around the Creekside Trail. I'm cheering you on. I hope you win that fight.
Jerk or justified.
It's that time on 98.9 The Buzz where you decide the moral compass here of our great Rochester area.
Yeah.
And this is coming from something that happened this weekend, and Sandy brought it up. I never thought of it like that. So my next-door neighbor up at the campers, I was out walking, just about to start to walk my dog, going around the corner, and he comes zooming by. I'm like, what's up? He goes, lost dog. I'm like, oh, yeah. I saw on the village Facebook page that someone had lost their dog, and she said it had an air tag on it, and it was last seen right around our area. So I'm going to go off in my golf cart and just, you know, snoop around, take a look for it. And I'm like, yeah, my walk.
Right. This is where we're going to debate, jerk or justified. Uh-huh.
On my walk, I'm like, okay, I'll keep an eye out too. And I'm like, I guess I'm going to go in the opposite direction to him with the dog. So kind of like started doing it also. And I found out I never had seen it on the Facebook page, but, you know, he got us all kind of into action.
Now, how much into action did you get?
I had my drone on me. I'm like, this is a great scenario. I'll put my drone up. I'll cover a lot of territory. I'll put the zoom on. I don't have the heat sensing camera on it. But I thought maybe if I just, you know, if I could see anything moving down, you know, in the park or something like that, I think it might be.
You really helped out.
I really did, yeah.
Stopped everything. You ran to your drone. I mean, I kind of feel like you and other dronies are looking for opportunities to save the day with their drone.
Because you are so passionate about your
hobby.
Yeah, I wasn't going to, like, if I didn't have it with me.
What if, let's say, hypothetically, and this is, you know, we have all experienced this. If you live in a neighborhood, there may or may not have been a time where somebody lost a dog, or you see it on the Facebook page and it's around you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be jerk or justified if you did not rework your day to help and join in on the search party? Does that make you a terrible person?
Is it jerk or justified to say, I'm going to pass?
Well, that's saying it out loud. You don't say it out loud. You kind of look like you're looking for it, but you really don't because you got a lot of things to do.
Oh, I see. You look like urgent for a second. Then when they're out of the picture, you're like, okay, back to this.
Yes, yeah. Right. Because, you know, there's only so many weekends in the summer, and you only have so many time and hours at the lake. So would it have been if you didn't have your drone with you? If you did have your drone with you, would you have joined in on the search party, or would you have just continued to rock but just kept an extra eye out?
I would have kept an extra eye out, definitely, and I would have, like I did with my dog, go in the opposite direction where I don't normally go with the dog.
You're not understanding the question.
I already
know how you feel about this. Would you stop everything, 100% join in on the search party?
Yeah, absolutely. If I didn't have my drone, yes.
You still would have.
I still would have.
Okay.
Because I'm in fear that my dog will take off. I'm in fear that my dog one day will do that, and I would like my friends around me to help too.
Ah. So would you feel like the person who doesn't stop everything to join in on the search party is a jerk? You cast the first vote, and then we open the phones, 818-2899.
I cast the first vote, and if there is a lost dog in the area and you had the ability to do such, you know, to do such, even though it might be a convenience, I think it would be a jerk move if you don't chip in.
Ah, okay.
All right.
There you go. Now you can reach out to us on socials or, yes, 818-2899.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk of Justified.
Hi. First time, long time.
What? Yay! All right. I love this.
Yay. Who is this?
My name is Anna. My husband, Troy, listens to you guys all the time. He's won tickets a ridiculous amount of time, so I'm calling it.
That's awesome. Awesome. Glad. So, what do you call this? Is it Jerk or Justified?
So, I'm torn, and it obviously depends on your perspective, but we are big animal people, and if you think of your animals as like a part of your family and a lost child, I would say if it is within your means to help and you don't, I would say that does make you a jerk.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
If you're like on your way to like something major and you absolutely cannot help, like obviously that's justified.
What's considered major? Going down to the beach and enjoying the water?
No.
Picnic with the family? Like, what's major in your eyes? Okay.
Doctor's appointment.
Okay, like something, yeah. Something huge, like medical, or like your mother-in-law is going to kill you if you don't show up on time somewhere, or like something massive, like a job interview.
Okay,
but
there you go.
Otherwise, you got to help.
All right, so if you don't help, it's a jerk move, and thank you. All right, now, what was your first name again?
Anna.
Okay, Anna, now you're part of the Buzz fam, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
There are so many text messages coming in, Scotty. And you can reach out to us on social. I have all the socials opened up, but you can also call us 818-2899. Jerk, if the whole neighborhood is out and you're the only one mowing your lawn. Yeah, you're a jerk. It's not about the dog. It's about being a decent neighbor. I know. Sometimes you have limited time to mow the lawn. And there's no end. Like, it's not like, hey. Okay, no, here's the question. How much time do you commit to looking for the dog?
Right.
To the end? Because sometimes it lasts week, a couple days.
Well.
How much time do you have? How much time are you setting?
I don't know. Whatever feels right, you know? You know, when you're searching for a lost dog, you always feel like, oh, God, I hope somebody finds it so then I can stop looking now.
See?
Right?
Everybody thinks this.
Yeah.
When there's a lost dog, everybody's thinking the same thing. Do I have to?
I did this to my neighbors once.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You had the lost dog.
Yeah, come to find out the dog was in the house.
Yeah. See? Right?
In the closet sleeping.
False alarm. So, no, you didn't answer the question, Jen. How much time do you commit to
17 minutes, Sandra. I don't know. Whatever feels right. I can't. How much time would you commit to a lost dog? It's a weird.
If it's like a neighbor that I know, of course you have to look for the lost dog.
Would you get in the car?
If it's a
Would you get in the car and drive around?
I don't know. What did I do the last time the last time my neighbor, but I know her well, I did get in the car. But I just drove around a couple neighborhoods over.
Yeah.
Looked around twice, and then I said, that's it. I tried. Like, I'm not going to Gates. I'm not driving far.
Yeah, right.
But if it's somebody that you don't know, like you don't have a face to this person who lost their dog, you just hear it could be in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Does it still make you a jerk if you don't help?
Yeah. I mean, you got to. I mean, what if Walter was missing? You'd want people you don't know to help you find him. And the more people that put a half-assed... Go.
People who, half-ass looking?
People, the more people who half-ass look for your dog that don't put a lot of commitment into it, the better chances of finding the dog, right?
More messages. Justified, you don't owe strangers your time.
What?
It's not your dog, and you weren't asked to help. Doesn't make you heartless, just makes you busy.
Oh, my God.
See, it sounds really bad. But again, that's a big commitment if you're going to look to the end. Jerk, if you were, if you were your pet, wouldn't you want every set of eyes helping? It takes 5 minutes to walk around the block and show you care.
Right.
Okay, 5 minutes? I'll give you 5 minutes.
Oh, God, you need 5 minutes then.
let's see. Jerk, it's a living, breathing animal. You don't have to join the search party, but at least ask what the dog looks like and keep an eye out.
Okay, right.
Okay, so now, see, I don't see that as joining in on the search party. If you're just saying, hey, what does your dog look like? I'm just gonna keep an eye out. That's not helping.
It's still eyes, though. It's still in your it's in your head.
Well, who's not gonna keep their eyes out? It's actually actively stopping the world and looking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, now is there any calls coming in? Or
nope.
Is it just okay, let me see. So tailing it up, I guess the verdict is
jerk.
Yeah.
Poor little dog.
Yeah.
And to this day, I still don't even know if they found it.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Or justified. 98.9.
I did look.
Hey, Gunn, you're supposed to be part of this search party. You said you committed. Is your drone still up? You bailed out?
I blew a whole battery, so it was almost 30 minutes of looking in the sky.
That's it? That's all you gave this
dog? Do you realize I covered miles of territory? Miles.
Hold on. You're saying you're a jerk if you don't search, but you only gave 30 minutes of your time.
You don't understand how drones work. I can see for miles. I can see for miles. I can go up 400 feet and zoom right down to the ground and cover so much territory.
Next time it happens, though, you'll be thinking about this conversation.
Absolutely.
Scott says 30 minutes.
Oh, real quick note. Air tags for dogs. Sounds like a great idea, but everything I'm seeing, it's not. Because if they somehow ingest it, if they somehow ingest it, like the tag comes off and they chew on it and it could get in there, you know, then it's $6,000 at the vets, okay? They do make GPS collars for dogs, though, that are trackable.
Oh, God, I don't have one.
Yeah,
dog.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So now you know.
This is good news. There is a new business going into the Holman's Chevrolet building downtown. Now, that is East End.
Mm-hmm.
You know where Spot Coffee was.
Cross Street from Channel 10.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know how, okay, so it once was one big area, and then they split it in half, and it was like Spot Coffee, and then on the other side it was Spot Coffee. Closed down recently, we know.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of it, it was Bubble Fusion, which closed in 2021.
Oh, okay.
So it was kind of split in half for a while there, right? Back in the day, it was like one big massive.
Yeah. One big room, yeah. You know what? Jill's dad used to sell cars there a million years ago.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that building is so beautiful. It's almost like it hurts our heart when we see it empty.
Yeah, it was a classic Art Deco design. I think it's protected by the Historical Society.
It's got
society.
To be.
Yeah.
It has got to be, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Spot Coffee side of it is still vacant, but the Bubble Fusion side...
Mm-hmm.
Will now be something. It'll come to life by the end of the month. And it is going to now be Eden Coffee and Company.
Eden?
So it's an Eden, E-D-E-N, Coffee and Company.
Oh,
the
cool.
cafe will be, replace the Bubble Fusion. And Lulu, the owner, says that her grandmother would take her and her sisters when they moved here from the Ukraine over there. And it's like a core memory of hers. So she's like, I want to build something for this community. And why not? So handcrafted drinks and bakery items, plenty of florals, bringing a bit of the southern charm to upstate New York. Because her husband, that's where she met her husband, down south.
Cool. You know, I think that'll work there than something completely that wasn't there. Like it was a stop for that kind of business, you know? I mean, Spot Coffee and even the bubble tea joint, whatever. I mean, that's still in that same kind of category.
So why didn't Spot Coffee work? Was it because of the management team it didn't work? Or was it because nobody wants a coffee shop?
No, I don't think that was it. Because it's a neighborhood, right? And I think that I don't know. Didn't Spot have more than one location and it's still open, like in Buffalo or something like that? Or did that one close
too? I think so, but yeah. I can't remember.
Could have been. And they had a couple of, who knows?
Because when you leave, when a business goes vacant and the same exact type of business moves in, mm-hmm. is it destined to fail or is it destined to flourish?
I think there's already a, what's the word for it? An imprint there. And you can go there. I'm like, oh, it's not Spot. It's not this anymore, but it's that. Okay, I'm going in. Other than, that used to be a tattoo parlor. You know, that kind of thing. I think like, it's
why
more
did
like
you go? Why did you meet people there? Was it because it was Spot Coffee or was it because that's a cool corner? Because it is. It's a
both.
Pretty area.
Yeah, it was both. I mean, plus it was close to where we were. And it's just, everything's location, right? And I think that's a good location. Already has the ghost of coffee shops there, you know?
And if I always look for parking. I only meet people out. I don't care where it is. I just need good parking. That's how I base my lunch meetings. If I'm the one dictating where we're going, where is it good? Where is it easy to find parking? So Park Ave, don't meet up at Park Ave that much because unless I want to pay the parking fee, which fine is, I know it's a couple dollars, but it's a pain in the butt. Oh, scan the QR code. It used to be free. Now it annoys me that we have to pay. But anyhow, like Park Ave, so I don't go to Park Ave that much.
Do you not park because of how easy it is or that you have to pay or not pay? I'm splitting this hair.
All of it.
Yeah?
Oh, definitely don't want to pay. That bothers me. Paying to park.
You know, it's like you grew up in like the smallest town ever, and it's so foreign to you to pay for parking. It's so
weird. Don't want to pay for parking.
I grew up on a farm. I'll never pay to park.
It's not just me. There's a lot of people. That is the one thing that I feel so guilty about when we invite the Buzz fam in the studio on Thursdays mm-hmm. for Live Audience Thursday. Mm-hmm. I will always make a point. I feel so sorry. I am so sorry. We cannot validate parking.
But we can give you a breakfast pizza from Donuts Delight and coffee, right?
Hey. Shove that in the meter. Maybe it'll work.
Well, good luck to Eden. What's it called? Eden
Coffee and Company.
All right. Eden Coffee and Company. Congratulations.
Lulu and her husband.
All right, Lulu. Yeah. We'll stop over someday after the show.
Life is going to be breathed. Into that building. Okay, so now here's the question that I am hoping and praying some of you have a funny story too.
You've been trying to do this since yesterday. This has got to be good.
Well, I'm slightly humiliated. And my daughter brought this girl over again, mm-hmm. just a friend, a mm-hmm. friend. She stopped by the house again yesterday. Uh-huh. I met this girl 1.5 times, and you can't even really count the half mm-hmm. because she caught me doing something so awkward, but I didn't see her. But I know she saw me. And I'm like, and then when she came over yesterday, it was like, I didn't want to look her in the eye because I know she knows.
Wow.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to blame menopause. I will tell you my story. Hopefully, you'll come to the table with one of your own awkward position stories.
Making Rochester mornings more fun since 1999. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Milli Vanilli claimed to blame it on the rain. The great Sandy Waters blames it on menopause.
Yes.
On 98.9 The Buzz.
Blame menopause.
Blame it on the menopause.
Okay. So here's the thing. I'm going to put the question out there first. Most awkward position you were caught in. Now, I go to bed at 8:30. That's my bedtime. Yes. It's the same as a 5-year-old's. Very good. So when I go to bed, the house can't just stop, right? Because my family, they're night owls. They stay up late.
Oh.
And my daughter, my older daughter's like, listen, I wanted to hang out with a friend of mine. Is that okay, even though you're going to bed? I'm like, that's fine. I don't care. We have the Italian Garaggio. Chances are she'll stay in the Italian Garaggio. Actually, I think they were going to go out. They went out to a cafe, and then they maybe come back at the house and stay in the Italian Garaggio. Very good. Okay. Now, in the middle of the night, there has yet to be a night where I can sleep soundly.
Lately, because middle of and end. Hot flashes, right?
I don't know what the hell is happening to my body. It is like slowly heating up to a burning, scorching hot, to my legs hurt, like physically hurt and get uncomfortable. And then the pain goes up to my shoulders, like up my back. I just can't get comfortable.
Please.
And I have, in the middle of the night, because my mind is still so tired, I'm sleeping, but my body is awake. I have gotten up in the middle of the night and I started a plank. I start to do jumping jacks. I start to run in place. Yeah, because I'm trying to tire my body so then I could go back to sleep. I am desperate, Scott.
No, I think that would wake you up more because it's getting everything going again.
I don't know what the heck to
do.
I don't know what to do. I'm like, you know how they say elevate your legs? So I propped up all these pillows so my legs are in the air. If I don't have pillows, I will shoot my legs up straight up in the air. Like, I try everything. It looks ridiculous. I know, but I tried.
Wow.
And I feel so guilty that I am fidgety so much in bed that I will leave bed because I don't want to wake up my husband and I'll go downstairs to the couch.
Okay.
So, I'm downstairs. This is one of those nights where I'm like, I don't want to wake up my husband. He has a big day tomorrow. I'm just going to go downstairs. So, I walk downstairs, and now I'm on the couch. And, okay, I fall asleep. And then, again, I wake up, even on the couch, and I rip the covers off of me. I'm in, like, my biker shorts. Remember my biker shorts with the hole in it that I don't sew very well? So, the string's poking through and the hole's coming out in the crotch area. Okay, very good. Those are the shorts I'm wearing. And I got my...
Come on!
I'm trying to paint the picture!
You've overpainted it! They walked in on you, didn't they? Did they walk in on you? Were you doing something bad?
You know, when you tell a story, I don't interrupt you.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to paint the picture of the story. So in the middle of the night, that's what I'm wearing. I'm kicking my legs up in the air. I'm half on the beanbag ottoman and half on the couch. Don't know what else I look like. And then the next morning, my daughter says, oh, did you hear us? We walked in because we wanted to go downstairs. I go, you what? Oh, don't worry. She didn't see you. I go, how can you not see me when the couch is right there? You have to. You definitely opening up the basement door, look at the couch. And when you tell your friend, oh, my mom's sleeping on the couch because of menopause, and you look laughing about it, of course she's going to look. It's not like she's going to put a blinder on. Let me give this woman some respect and privacy. I have no idea what position I was in. It could have been any one of those positions that I just listed off. Either
God.
Legs in the air.
There's a weird lady
practically
on your
off because I'm so hot. Yes!
She's planking in the middle of the night.
Right. Any of that stuff, because I do all of that with my eyes closed. Because, again, I'm trying to stay asleep, but I'm also moving around to try to wake up my body or tire out my body. I have no idea which one of those positions she saw me in.
Oh, God. And now and that was like the half meet. Then you met her again the other day, right? You said?
Then yesterday, my daughter brings her into the house again. And again, I'm in a weird position because I like to sit on the floor, not on the couch. Don't ask me why, because I want to be closer to Walter, the mini schnauzer. So I am on the floor. Just doom scrolling. And she goes, "Hi, Mom." And I'm like, oh, this child probably thinks your mom is Looney Tunes.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Yeah. Both times you've met her, you're in compromising positions.
Yes. Yeah, because my knees are up. I mean, nobody's in my house. I'm wearing a skirt. My legs are up. I'm like, I have no.
Oh, God.
Now,
do you say something after? Now do you say something to her next time you see her? Hey, listen, I know you've seen me in a little couple weird positions. I'm not that
twice.
Weird.
Twice. I'm a normal person, really, kind of. Maybe I'm not. I'm not. I couldn't even make eye contact with her yesterday.
I think what you need to do is just ignore it from here on in and just pretend.
Or do I push the boundaries even more? I'll be buck naked next time she comes. Planking.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just am hoping someone else has an awkward position they were caught in.
You know, I've been in awkward spots. I can't top that. There's no way. I'm not going to try. I'm not even going to try.
Damn, menopause.
Spisano and Sandy.
I'm always afraid of dogs in more than I have been. After I saw this morning, it's been in the news about the dog bites up at Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wait,
what happened there? Was it kids on the swing set got bit?
Yeah, it was, I think, three people total. Where there was I think there were two dogs. No, I lost it. There were two dogs that actually bit two kids and an adult. Two children and a teacher.
I have a thing with big dogs because, and I know big dogs are the most lovable dogs too, right? Like we go for a walk, my mini schnauzer who's 20 pounds is yapping more than the big dog who's walking by. Like, listen, dog.
Yeah, I got no time
like
for
they're
that.
More cuddable. But when I was younger, there was a kid in the neighborhood. God, I remember his name and his face. I'm not going to call him out on the air, Steve. Anyhow, in the cul-de-sac when I would ride my bike, he would be like, Sandy, I'm going to let my dogs out on you. And it was like these two, he had these two huge dogs and you could hear them barking in the garage. And he knew it terrified me. So I would ride my bike as fast as I could.
I got bit by a dog
one time.
Oh, you did? Oh,
God. You did?
I got bit by a dog in the face once. next
you
door
did?
To my great aunt and uncle, Aunt Mame and Uncle Johnny, there was a family, and I played with their kids all the time when I went there. My mom would drop me off to, you know, so they could babysit me. And their dog just was rawr, like that and just grabbed me and got me by the lip and punctured my.
Wait,
right there.
I don't notice a scar. Yeah, do you have a scar?
No, it's gone.
Did your parents want to sue them? Like back in the day,
no,
did they
nobody
do
sued
that?
Anybody back then. No.
And the dog wasn't put down?
No.
Because when you hear of a biting story, that's it. The dog
nowadays,
doesn't get a second chance.
Sandy, this is out in the country where nobody does anything. This isn't a urban like scenario, you know.
So what's going on with this story
well,
then?
See, last week there were two kids and a teacher. They're bit by two unprovoked dogs. And, you know, people need, they're like, okay, come on, we got to get this fixed. And I guess there was a dog, one of the owners of the dogs, Jerry, shared his perspective on the incident. Let me play the audio for you.
This is the owner of the dog that bit the kids?
Yep.
I never seen a person who got bit or known anything. This is just hearsay to me. They'd show me no paperwork. I didn't get no ticket or anything.
Okay, maybe
Wait,
apologize.
Is he denying it?
Maybe apologize, huh? Yeah, he's denying it. But he's... Now, after I look at this story, I'm like, really? Come on, curb your dogs. Well, they're unleashed. He lives in a tent on public land. And I'm going to say he probably... That's where he lives. It's like, you know. So does that change? That changes.
Well, what are they
going to
do?
Right?
Are they going to take the dogs from him?
They pounded him for 10. They're going to pound him for 10 days. And then they got to figure it out. So.
Well, what does that mean? Wait. These poor dogs are living creatures. What do you mean? Pound them for 10 days and then what? And then are they going to go into a...
Then he gets them back.
No. You can't do that. Wait, if there was any... Are they making... Hold on a second. Somebody, I don't know facts here, so somebody clear this up for me. If it was my house and my dogs were not on a leash, which I think that's illegal, but if they were not on a leash and they bit three people...
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't somebody come in and be like, hey, lady, sorry, we're taking your dogs and putting them down?
I don't know what the line is. The City of Rochester Animal Services have quarantined the two dogs under their stray clause because they were allegedly left unattended in the guy's at the guy's tent, which is on public property.
Oh, so now we're in gray area here?
It
There's no
like
black
it, yeah.
and white?
But
well,
like,
I think these dogs are probably... angry and aggressive, just like a child. It's your environment, right? It's like these dogs need, I don't want to go all sappy, but these dogs need a little love.
Listen, I'm not going to go into the psychology of what the dogs are going through.
I want to go into the psychology of a dog.
No.
I don't think you should get them back.
Well, that's another thing. But like one of the former city councilmen was saying that in order to get back on track with this, they got to address these community concerns. Like he, quote, how can we get this guy and his dogs in a better position in life while also preventing more children from being attacked by dogs?
Okay.
So they're trying to figure it out.
Here. Now, does this soften the story? Are people softer on this guy because it appears to be that he's living in a tent on public property?
Right.
That is, I personally, I don't want to sound like a horrible person, but I don't think we should go softer on this guy now. Three people at the end of the day got bit. We got to take action, not all of a sudden.
Oh, I agree. I agree, but like.
Give him more leeway just because.
Relocate.
I don't like that.
Relocate and make sure the dogs are taken care of properly. You know? I mean, dogs are dogs just because they bite somebody. You know, I mean,
they just need training. They just need somebody to come in there and train these dogs and give it
love.
Here's
the problem with certain breeds. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. My next door neighbor has rescued pit bulls. And he tries and tries, but these dogs don't change. And I kind of feel he kind of lives in fear of them, even though he takes care of them. He's a bleeding heart. Yeah. But when he walks them on the leash, you know, you can't approach him.
Oh,
and
really?
I tried. And he's it's like this. Oh, my God, dude. It's like, why do you have these dogs?
What were the breeds of this dog? Does it say in the news story?
No, they look like pitties or bulldogs or I don't know what they call them. But by what it looked like, they looked like they were short haired, stocky, muscly dogs.
So those type of dogs need a little bit more love and attention and training, and this guy can't provide it.
It seems like,
or I don't know. I don't want to make it like a definite he can't, but it doesn't seem like he can. So therefore, why are we giving the dogs back to him?
Well, okay.
So three more kids can get bit.
Well, I think they're trying to relocate him. So they're solving two problems.
Okay, relocate him to another neighborhood where three more kids can get bit. Well, this is so crazy how we soften up the laws just for,
Well, I mean, you can't, you know, kill them all. Kill all the homeless people. Kill all the dogs.
Something. That's a little extreme.
Well, it's basically what you're saying. So what
there has
to be a balance, like this guy said, between solving the situation and making it a better situation for everybody, the dogs, the dude, and the safety of the neighborhood. That's tough. That's hard.
How are the kids and the teacher that got bit? Are they okay?
Yeah, they're alive. I don't know. I didn't see what the deal is. I don't know any more about that. I don't know any more about that. I don't know the police report. Well, I do know what's coming up on 9 o'clock now. We're actually running late. It's 8:53 on 98.9 to Buzz Fizzano and Sandy. And the commercial-free 98 is coming up. talk a little bit. I got to do some work here.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if anybody knows about that story, let us know. Okay. Anything that you missed from the show ever, it's all on the podcast. You can search out The Breakfast Buzz or Spazano and Sandy. Wherever you listen to your podcast, we're always there. If you ever want to leave us a voice message or you see something in your neighborhood that you think would be a good conversation on the air, leave us a message on the free Audacy app, AUDACY.
You got some really good gossip and you want to ruin your neighbor, call us.
No, that's not what I said. Stop putting words in my mouth.
It's Spazano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Want to come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
Breakfast provided by Donuts Delight. Serving you Rochester's finest donuts since 1958. Located at 1700 Culver Road.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.